Investor Whitney Tilson wants to share more of his wealth with the rest of America.
It's hard to make the argument that the top 1% in this country are suffering somehow.
He is part of a group called Patriotic Millionaires, who backed the Buffett rule with support from his office manager, Kelly Aliris.
My adjusted gross income is 39 times higher than hers. Not 39% higher, 39 times higher. Her federal tax rate, including payroll taxes, is 33.4%. And mine, using the same calculation, is 24.6%. So her tax rate was 36% higher than mine, despite the fact that I made 39 times as much money as she did.
Should millionaires get a tax break because, you know, and everybody else pay more that doesn't make that? No, that I don't think that's fair.
The Buffett rule gained traction after billionaire investor Warren Buffett compared his income tax rate of 17% with his secretary's rate of 29%.
I think that people at the high end, people like myself, should be paying a lot more in taxes.
And I know.
President Obama agrees and proposes that anyone making more than $1 million a year pay at least 30% to the federal government.
The time for action is now.
Buffett and many other rich Americans often pay a lower tax rate because they make their millions and billions from investments and pay a capital gains tax of just 15%. Republican critics say the measure would discourage business owners from hiring.
Or do we do it to raise revenue?
Arizona Senator John Kyle this week led his party in voting down a Senate bill on the Buffett rule, which he calls an attack by President Obama on the wealthy.
He thinks the government should take more from some people just because they're rich, even if the tax increases hurt the economy.
Tilson disagrees.
I don't think this is about class warfare. I think this is about common sense, basic fairness. Who in their right minds thinks it makes sense for me making 39 times more than my secretary and her paying a 36% higher federal tax rate, right? It's not class warfare to point that out.
Tilson says the Buffett rule is not a negotiating tool that Democrats are going to give up on. He calls it a must-have. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.